This is 5 Minute Friday! We've got John Brinkus in the house. He has spent the last decade studying and popularizing the unique characteristics of the world's greatest athletes. He co-created the groundbreaking series Fight Science for the National Geographic Channel. Brinkus is best known as the on-air host, co-creator and executive producer of ESPN's Emmy Award-winning show Sports Science, appearing in and producing over 1,500 segments that have been featured on ABC and ESPN's enormous sports platforms. He has been featured in coverage of the Super Bowl, Monday Night Football, the NBA Finals, Sunday Night Baseball, the Masters, just to name a few. And through Sports Science, Brinkus has appeared before 80 million people annually for the last decade. He's won 6 Emmys, and he's written a New York Times bestseller, The Perfection Point.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Nike, Walmart, and Zappos. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Now, how often would you say that you are still studying science today? Are you like obsessed with it? Do you constantly like curious about science and testing things just outside of sports?
All the time.
Really?
I mean, I would say especially outside of sports.
So I watched the whole Bill Nye series on Netflix. Did you watch that by any chance?
I have seen a little bit. Yes.
Most of them or a few of them. And I think there was one, I can't remember. I think there was one about an energy. And you were talking about before we got on here about God, energy. As a scientist, what is this place? What is this world, universe? Are we even here? Is there an energy force bigger than us that has created us? Or was it a explosion of particles that came together and light and molecules?
I love the theory of probability of life existing, right? If you were to just say, okay, the universe exploded and then somehow it magically all came together and therefore life existed. When you do the odds on hydrogen and oxygen and, you know, creating water and all those things having to come together, the margin of error of it actually happening is so, it's so far off the meter that it couldn't, in my opinion, there's no way it could just happen by chance. There's some sort of order to the chaos. And this is what I think a lot of people can't wrap their brains around. And I'm a very spiritual guy, born and raised Catholic, and accepting of all religions, all lenses. I believe that we're all looking at the universe through a different lens, but essentially we want to live the same way and get to the same place. We want to be good people. That's what I believe. But when you think about this and people say, well, at the beginning of time, there's a great philosopher named Paul Davies that wrote a book called Time. And he poses the question.
Is there a beginning of time?
Is there? Do we have to have a beginning of time? I mean,
Isn't time infinite?
Right. If it's infinite, if we say something is infinite, it has to be infinite in every direction.
Exactly.
Right?
There was no beginning then.
There was no beginning and there's no end. It's just infinite. So it always was. And that idea blows our minds.
It's crazy.
You just can't even comprehend it, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, you were never born, you always were, right? The universe always, it's just a crazy idea. So the idea that the universe has always existed and there's always been something to it, and it clearly has evolved, but the time idea is one that I think we can point to and say, there is order in this chaos. And we, through scientific terms, have put labels on what we believe we understand. But think of the number of things that we have had to change and revise because our understanding is now different.
Every week.
Right.
Every day, every year, right?
Every. And if you think about
what we prove to be true is always not true.
Right.
You do this all the time with the body, or, I mean, the 4-minute mile to all these other things of people breaking PRs every day in every category of sport, right?
Yeah. And science, I think, best reflects that the only way that we can move forward is by agreeing on a set of signs and symbols that we refer to as language so that we can communicate and evolve from there, right? It's just like saying the earth is flat. We then say it is flat, period, it's flat. Then we say, oh, it's round, but it's the center in the earth. Oh, wait, but now that it's a globe, maybe it's not the center. Maybe it's going around something else. Like, we keep evolving. And that's why it's almost like the argument of global warming, as an example, from a purely scientific standpoint. I feel like we're arguing something that you can't win. You can't win this argument one way or the other because you don't have your planet that has no people, no cars, no nothing that has existed for the exact same way that Earth has. You don't have this constant other planet that would be something you could compare it to. So you can't prove it one way or the other. But what we can prove is that, well, the air is worse. The water is dirtier. We can prove that. And to me, it's like an anti-pollution argument is something far easier for everyone to get on that train than to say, well, the whole world is changing, because I just don't think we have enough of a snapshot. I'm not one of these, oh, global warming is not real. I'm just saying it's really hard to definitively prove it. And I'm not sure that that's even the point. The point is, I don't want my kids breathing crappy air. I don't want to drink dirty water. Like, that's an easy thing for us all to agree on.
Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.